Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
And making history on the Overdrive show, because we are actually earlier than usual, I'm going to cross to Lorraine Schrager, principal at King David Linksfield, together with exceptional students Samara Jay and Talia Atti. Lorraine Schrager, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, and how are you?
I'm most well. I can take my foot off the accelerator for a minute because we don't have a rush this afternoon. And I can tell you that I've been thinking about how I was going to start this interview with you driving here this afternoon. And I thought, how do you start an interview with a principal who has achieved possibly the best results in its history, who's left pretty much most other private schools in the dust? I mean, it's embarrassingly good, Lorraine. It's embarrassingly good. I think it's like over 4 distinctions per kid. This is just insane. And nochal, against the background of COVID. I mean, come on. You must be like bursting with pride.
Yeah, I think you said it all. I mean, it's just, I've said before, it's been so humbling to know that these results were just phenomenal. And just phenomenal students that sort of navigated their way for 2 years under really difficult circumstances, and but a very aspirant group and a group that were determined to do well. But I think that, you know, given the circumstances, that's what makes it even more phenomenal. And I can't praise them enough. I'm so proud of every single one of them. For all their achievements, and you know, it's very hard to say a lot more, but just bursting with pride, and just so thrilled for everybody that they've achieved what they wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, I would get it. I would get it if it wasn't against the background of a pandemic, but it is. It's been 2 years of hell, specifically in the context of a school. You've had to keep your staff motivated, which clearly you have, because the results evidence that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Was this, none of us was expecting a second year of the pandemic, and yet you held it together, Lorraine. It's remarkable.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, the truth is that I am very blessed. And I think that I suppose Samara and Tully will attest to the fact that, the teaching staff were just unbelievable. And I mean, I remember when we first went online in 2020, I was so anxious. I felt like putting myself in a drone and flying over all the teachers' houses just to make sure that they were teaching the kids. But I didn't need to do that, because the teachers got stuck in. And the kids were unbelievable. And, you know, I think that they knew what they had to do. I just think a wonderful, wonderful student body, a wonderful teaching staff, and it's a recipe for success.
I'll get to Samara and Tali in just a moment. My last question to you, unpack these results for me in a little more detail.
My results?
Yes.
Well, we had 179 candidates that wrote, and we had, I think, 724 distinctions, which equated to 4 distinctions per student. We had what was absolutely, and what is so scary, is that 25% of our candidates achieved an aggregate of 90% or more. We had 5 kids that were on the outstanding IB list, and 5 on the commendable. And I do not have the stats in front of me, but really something like 40-odd children that found themselves in the 1% of their, you know, their individual subjects. Of all the students that wrote, we had 24 students that were part of our educational support program, and those are children that come in with barriers to learning. There's no entrance exam.
Yeah.
And of those 24, 22 achieved university entrance, and 2 achieved diploma. And I think, if you know, in the context of where these kids have come from, that is a success. That is a real, real
community school.
And
yeah, you don't pick
a community
choose.
School.
Yeah.
And so proud of them. And, you know, that's the success of a school that can take every single student, get the top to reach the top, and to get those kids that nobody gave a chance to actually have access and to go on to do whatever they choose. And that's really is the success story.
Magnificent. Absolutely magnificent. I want to talk to the students with us today. I have remarked during the week that we haven't spoken to a single boy. I don't know why that is. 2 females this afternoon. Again, Samara Jay and Tali Atti. Let me start with you, Samara. Why am I talking to you this afternoon? Tell me about your achievements.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Great, it's a pleasure. I think
King David just gave me an opportunity to really excel in all my subjects. I finished with 9 distinctions, which I was really proud of. I worked really hard and just consistently throughout my whole school career. I mean, I got into King David from grade 1. So I spent 12 years of my schooling career there. And I think even besides for that, the, like, just getting to where I am was just the teachers were basically like my school parents, my school moms, my school dads that cared so much about me and not only about my academic success, but just, you know, checking if I'm okay, checking if, like, I'm managing with everything, which, I mean, just helped so much, especially throughout COVID. I mean, even Ms. Shraga, she was a huge support to all the students. So it was just really, like, almost not easy, but it was, we had the platform and the support to achieve the best that we could.
Where to from here for you?
Actually, me and Tali are both going on Limud, the B'nai Akiva program in Israel this year. And then I have no idea what I want to do after that. So
I think it's absolutely utterly fantastic that you're taking a year off to do something that you're passionate about. Somehow in South Africa, we feel this need to rush out and go and, you know, study. Why? You will never regret this. Samora, thank you so much. Tali, I now want to talk to you. Yeah, unpack your results for me.
Ah, good afternoon. Thank you for having me too. I think just to literally repeat everything Samara said, I did achieve 8 distinctions. And I think I'm honestly here today because I am a huge advocate for King David High School Linksfield. I believe so strongly in the importance of a Jewish education, which I was so fortunate to receive at King David. And not only just from the academic side, but socially, and, you know, going to a Zionistic school and a school that offers, you know, all a variety of sports and cultures, and has the most incredible teaching staff and leading staff at the school, which I just, you know, I think so much of our academic success is indebted to them. And I'm so grateful to have been able to go to the most amazing, remarkable, Jewish day school, which is King David. So yeah, I think honestly, I owe so much.
It was a beautiful thing to say, Tali, a really beautiful thing to say. I'm sure if there was television and we saw Lorraine Schrager's face, she would be beaming while you were speaking, because who could want anything more than to hear that coming from a kid who's just spent 5 years at one school. Tell me something else. Sorry, go on, Lorraine.
I have to just add, they both very modest young women, just to say that Tali was the head girl and Samara was the deputy head, but they didn't just confine themselves to academics, and I think that's what makes them absolutely exceptional. They were unbelievably involved in school life, and I think you should just probe them with that, because I think that's the success of these two young women.
That's exactly my next question to both of you. You know, to what extent were you able to balance both academics and other activities during this really stressful time?
So I think for me, you know, the most important thing is just planning. I think everyone knows matric is a completely academically challenging year, but it is so important to not only prioritize your academics, but also other things that you, you know, find important, whether it be family time or time with your friends or playing sports. And I think knowing that you have limited time to do certain things, I know especially for me, it made my time, you know, my limited time much more productive, and I would get more things done. And, you know, you just have to plan your days. So you say, I'll spend X many hours, you know, learning or doing projects or, you know, prioritizing my academics. But then, you know, I have a family supper that I have to attend.
Yeah.
And so with planning, it does make it all a lot easier, as well as you have to take a break academically, because if you don't, you know, you do kind of fall apart. And so it was important to spend time, you know, exercising and stimulating your brain in other ways, not just learning and doing projects and, you know, reading books and doing other things as well.
Tali, to what extent did you participate in extracurricular activities?
I mean, it was always something that I absolutely loved doing. So up even until the matric year, I was still involved in playing sports like tennis and netball and touch rugby. You know, I try to get involved culturally, whether it be public speaking or doing plays or dancing for the school. Yeah, I just absolutely loved it all.
I'm out of time, but I want to say to you all, Lorraine, Tali and Samara, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. I don't ever recall seeing a school that I've spoken to achieve results like this. This is nothing short of spectacular. To the two students, best of luck with your year in Israel. I love the fact you're going to Israel for a year. I think it's going to be an incredible experience. And thank you for being with us here on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Simon. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Lorraine, and thank you.